Legends 92.9 now brings you Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware.
Program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends, another edition, and this week is going to be a good one. On the phone with me from Decatur, Texas, we have Jake Hooker. Jake Hooker and the Outsiders. Hey, thanks for giving us a minute, Jake.
Hey, you bet, man. Thank y'all for giving me a minute.
Well, we're big fans and play your music on the radio station, and so we thought wouldn't be more appropriate than to have you on. So I gave you sent her an email. I guess your agent is your wife, huh?
Yes, sir. We try to keep things pretty close.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, she was real prompt to holler back and get this thing set up. And I appreciate her taking care of that. I want to talk a little bit about just kind of where you grew up, where you got started.
Okay.
You were born in west of San Angelo?
Well, my folks lived around Pecos, Texas at the time, and I was born in San Angelo. I think they lived out in Ozona maybe when I was born, but it wasn't long after that they were in Pecos. And so I grew up out there around Pecos and Toya, west Texas, you know. And my dad, as we grew up, my dad played dances and always had a band. And my Uncle Dwight always had a band. You know, they played together, they played music together, and so that's just out there in that country at that time, whether it was a rodeo dance or whether it was a Sunday afternoon dance. I remember a lot of those. You know,
oh, really?
They would just have, a lot of people, they'd have like a barn dance, and it seemed like Sunday afternoons was kind of, and it was a party, I think, is what it kind of was, you know. But I remember those, you know, because there was kids running around everywhere and stuff going on. And then it wasn't the typical dance at a dance hall. It was always at somebody's house and something going on. So there was always something like that going on, it seemed like. And
tell me a little more about your dad. Is he still active?
He's got a band and plays around Fort Worth, as a matter of fact, and wherever. And he works with me some, and he plays a lot. He sure does. And he's still sings great. And
how old is your dad now?
You know, I believe he's 64.
Just a young fella, so
he's still a young fella, you bet.
He's got a lot of time left.
Yes, sir.
And you got Uncle Dwight.
My Uncle Dwight, he died in the 80s. He died in when I was about 6 or 7 years old, I believe.
Oh, okay.
He died, and so, you know, and that was a big hit to the family, and I remember that time. You know, it was a kind of a devastating time around, which it, when somebody does, but it was a tragic deal, and so
you bet.
I think it took a toll on my dad. And you don't talk about it a whole lot, you know, but because Dwight was a big musical influence to my dad. And so my Uncle Dwight. And so, I think that's why, they were pretty close. So.
Right. So, when did you get started playing bass?
Man, whenever I was young, my dad made us play guitar first. My brother and I, I always wanted to play bass because he played bass. And so, but he made us learn how to play the guitar first. And then he said, you learn how to play that, and I'll let you play the bass. But so by about, I bet about 10, 11 years old, imagine I was, I picked up the bass.
So did you start out playing in those barn dances and Saturday night rodeo deals?
Well, I didn't start directly out right there. I tell you, I had some friends. We'd get together and play, and we'd play little birthday parties for our friends. And
oh, there
you know, we played little backyard parties, and then it turned into dances, high school dances. I started playing.
All right. Well, we kind of want to get into some music. This sure. First one I wanted to do is talking about you.
Yes, sir.
You got a little help on this one, at least the recording I listened to. Talk a little bit about it, and then we'll play it for the folks.
Sure, you bet. Talking about you is just a great a fun song to do, and everybody loves it. But Leon Rausch is the greatest, and Jody Nix is the greatest at what he does. Those guys are such big Western swing guys. Man, I've just been fortunate and blessed enough to be around them and to learn from them and actually be around them and be friends with them. And I asked them to sing with me on it, and it worked out really good. And anytime you can be around those guys, you're learning something.
Yeah, what an honor. So is this a song, is this an older song, or is this something you wrote?
No, it's an old Bob Wills.
Okay, deal. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right.
You bet.
I get to make myself look stupid every now and then, so that's all right.
Well, there's so many of them.
There are so many of them.
They get lost and buried.
You know, one of the funny things we have up here is we're close to, you know, not that far away from Turkey and everything. Every time you talk to somebody, their cousin played with Bob Wills or their...
All right, you bet. Yeah. I don't have any of that.
We're going to listen to Talking About You, and then we'll be back to visit a little more with Jake Hooker.
You turned me down when the weather was cold. Well, listen here, baby, while I get you told, I'm talking about you.
I'm talking about you.
Hey, talking about you.
Hey, talking about you.
Talking about you, I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
Come in here, pig. Come in here, Mr. Leon Rausch.
Yeah. Two old maids in a folding bed. One rolled over to the other and said,
I'm talking about you.
I'm talking about you.
Hey, talking about you.
Hey, talking about you.
Talking about you, I don't care what you do.
Spring, Texas man, Mr. Jody Nix.
Little Banny Rooster and the little Banny Hen, they run around together, but they ain't no kin.
I'm talking about you.
I'm talking about you.
Hey, talking about you.
Hey, talking about you.
Talking about you, I don't care what you do.
Here's that bad guitar, Mr. Pete Wade.
You just listened to was Talking About You, and that was Jake Hooker and the Outsiders, along with Leon Rausch, Jody Nix, some pretty popular names in the Western swing world there.
You bet.
What a great song. I know you talked a little bit about your dad and the influence him and your Uncle Dwight had on your career, but talk about some of your other, since we've thrown Leon Rausch out there, talk about some of your other musical influences when you were growing up.
Sure. You bet. Well, they're Leon for sure. Leon, I didn't know about Leon Rausch until a little bit later. My first influences were my dad, of course, but Ray Price was pretty prevalent in my house. You know, my dad, Ray Price, Johnny Bush, Daryl McCall, that was the type of music that was, you know, I heard around the house, and I heard some Bob Wills too, but not like the Ray Price. You know, I mean, it was, I knew that Ray Price was the man early on.
Right.
You know, and so then I went to seeking more music like that. and then, you know, ran across everything. But those are the ones. And then, you know, Farron Young, Mel Tillis, and Leon Rausch. When I found Leon Rausch and I found Bob Wills, and, man, Leon Rausch, he's my favorite.
Yeah, that's some great stuff there.
Yes, sir.
Johnny Bush, this next song that I'd written down, The Outsider, when I listened to it, I think, man, that's got a little fingerprint of Johnny Bush on it, I think.
Sure, you myself. Bet. You know, and everything that I do and everything that I've, if it's, it probably has a fingerprint of Johnny Bush. And I everything maybe that I do has a fingerprint of all those guys on stuff that I do, because, you know, that's where I found my niche. You know, that's where the music that we do is, I try for it to be like that.
That's why it's so appealing to us anyway, because we're the format we run is classic country, and, you know, features Ray Price and all these guys you're talking about. And so, you know, hear somebody that keeps carrying that on is something that really catches our attention. So,
well, yes, sir. It's great.
We're going to listen to The Outsider, and then
awesome.
You have anything else you want to share on this song before we get
well,
into it?
Yeah, there's a little quick story. A guy named Bill Phillips wrote it, and he, I believe maybe him and Mel Tillis wrote it, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, there was a guy that used to come out and see us all the time. His name was Doug Miller, and he's a connoisseur of music and has records and always having obscure songs. And he came up to me and he said, "Here, I got a song for you. You need to hear this song." And anyway, we did, and that was the song. And he said it'd be a good name. It'd be a good name for your band too, and sure enough, it just was. So it just stuck, yeah. And so we just kept it, yeah. So I always credit Doug Miller for naming the band and coming up with a great song for us to do. So,
you bet. Well, let's take a listen to that. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Outside your door, where I stood alone last night, knowing so well inside there were two shadows in the light. What have I done so wrong that you'd leave me standing on the wrong side of the door? Look at me, the outsider, nothing more. Here I am again on the wrong side of the door, the outsider with the heartache.
Well, the program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends here on 92.9 FM in Shamrock, Texas. We've got Jake Hooker on the phone. Jake's a, how would you classify yourself? Western swing, country musician? Well,
Texas swing, I hope.
Texas swing, okay.
Somewhere in there.
I like that. And you're located now in the Decatur area?
Yes, sir. I live in Decatur, Texas. I lived in Paradise for a long time, and we just moved, and my kids go to school here. There's a Christian school. They go to school here. And so we were driving back and forth a lot, and we just sold out and moved up here.
All right. Well, your wife told me that along with scheduling and managing and booking and everything, that sometimes she packs your suitcase when you go on the show or on the road. And she was telling me about a show you guys just did in a theater.
Yes, sir. I know where this is going. You're setting me up here, Terry. I know what you're doing.
I think she set us up.
I think she did. Yeah, so I go to put my clothes on. We have this theater show. I mean, people are looking at you. It's not a dance. I mean, you're in a fishbowl. Everybody's looking at you. And so I go to put on my pants, and they're not my pants. They're her pants. Hey, and what's bad is my wife, she's tall, and so they're long-legged enough. And they're kind of stretchy, and so I can get them buttoned. Now, we just praise God, and we thank God that the coat was very long, that my coat is long. Because I don't think I could have done it otherwise. They were pretty tight.
Oh,
they were pretty tight.
She told me that. That's one of those times where here we are. We don't have time to go to Walmart. We got to go on.
I know it because I didn't even check them until about an hour before. You know, I just was getting ready to go up there. So, yeah. Hey, that's life on the road sometimes, man. That just stuff happens.
Well, it sounds like you got a pretty good match there for you to help you out and take care of all your business for you. So,
oh yes, sir. You
so
bet.
We'll give her a little grace on the pants, probably.
Every time, you bet. Didn't bother me a bit.
Tell me a little bit about when you put your band. Since we just played this song, The Outsiders, when you guys kind of got together, and who all's with you there in the band.
Well, now, just recently, we got Hank Singer and Jeff Smetter. They play fiddles. And a guy named John Jenkins, he's been with me for 7-8 years and maybe even a little bit longer than that. But then Rick Price was playing steel. And at the first of this year, him and his wife, they're going to go travel around a little bit. And he'd been with me a long time. And he wanted to kind of do some things while he still could. And so Tommy Dedamore is playing steel with us now. So that's the band, but there's been a bunch of guys, you know, through the years.
Sure.
And we started, really, The Outsiders kind of started in 2000, either 99 or 2000, I'd say. That's when we started wearing suits and really trying to do something.
So you're not only does your music, but stage presence and everything kind of reflects the heritage of the...
Yes, sir.
The Texas swing, so...
Right, you bet.
All right. You, shortly, I guess, after you graduated, you went to the South Plains.
I did.
At Levelland South Plains College. And talk about that a little bit. I know your wife said that was kind of short, but it was pretty beneficial with the contacts you made.
It was. Some friends of mine that I've known from high school and stuff, they were out there. I went out there to meet those guys, and I'd already been playing music for about a year and a half or so on my own and playing with some other guys, and we were playing steady, and so I had a bunch of money saved up, and I went out there and enrolled in school. I put myself through school, so you can just imagine the classes that I took. You know, I didn't take chemistry or nothing like that, I can tell you. I think I took PE and music. Everything was music class, and so that lasted about 6 weeks, and that was about it, or a semester, whatever a semester is. I lasted a semester, and then that was it. And, man, we kind of playing music, got a band together out there, and we're playing music, and got a job working at a sign shop, of all places, for a guy named Gary Tucker. And he's got a company there called Signs on the Go in Lubbock. It just turns out, and that we just played a party for Gary not too long ago at his house. And I mean, this guy took care of me and my friend Waylon Pierce. He took care of us. He gave us a job, and we were horrible employees, but he gave us a job and he took care of us. And if we needed a truck to drive, he kind of let us do, but he's a fantastic, he's a fantastic guy. And I love him, man. We still have a relationship today. I call him, talk to him. And so, yes, the other major contact, I guess, out there, I met my wife while I was living out there.
Hey,
so,
now we're talking.
I guess I need to maybe mention that, you know.
Yeah, you might want to mention that. So she was a tech girl, right?
She was. You know, when I met her, she had a Texas Tech belt buckle on, and I asked her, I said, do you go to Tech? And she said, no, I graduated from Tech. And so I thought, well, I guess this isn't going to work very good. I said, well, I guess you got a pretty good job, you know. I was trying all the fancy lines I knew, but yeah, Texas Tech is what got us together. So, but,
hey, nothing wrong with meeting a woman that's got a degree and everything, just in case you need to.
Oh man, yeah, especially a sorry old musician. You know, you need all you musicians listening out there, find you. You need a lady with a degree.
I bet her parents were real proud.
Oh, they were. They were. They said, "Now you, does he work? Does he do things?" You know. But you know, they love me. But it might have took a while. I don't know for sure, but it might have took a while.
My engineer is a keyboard player extraordinaire. One of the songs we listened to earlier, and I'm having trouble putting my finger on it, had some keyboards on it. Was that
it might have been one of the swing songs.
Okay, anyway, we want
to go ahead.
We want to take a minute and listen to something else. The next one I've got written down here is called "Don't That Beat All."
Yes, sir.
Talk about that a little bit, and we'll take a listen to it.
I wrote it the night before the recording session. I had a verse wrote on it for a long time, and then whenever we got to Nashville, I wrote the next two verses for it. I just kind of wrote it then, and it's a fun little song, and that's it.
You know, you'd be surprised how many times we've interviewed people and they've needed another song for a CD or whatever, and that one's ended up being one of the better ones out of the bunch. So sounds like you got a winner with this one.
Well, I hope so.
So let's take a minute. We'll listen to "Don't That Beat All." Got Jake Hooker on the phone from Jake Hooker and the Outsiders. We'll be back after this song. Visit a little more.
I'm going out of my mind, 'cause that gal of mine won't give me no loving at all. She's got me running round like a scalded hound, feeling about half inch tall. Well, she can be sweet as flowers in spring, or just as cold as everything in between. I won't leave that gal no way, no how, and man, don't that just beat all. Stiff drink in his hand, and his woman not having it at all. Now you won't believe just what happened next. She started hollering, then brought up his ex. Now he's out in the cold, 'cause new don't like old, and man, don't that just be all. me say, if you like it your own way, and your woman's at your beck and call, don't let her find you've been treating another kind. 'Cause mister, you ain't never seen such gall. She'll take you down piece by piece. She'll give new meaning to drop in the grease. Then some dude gets your gal that makes her wow. And man, don't that just be all.
Well, the program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends. Just finished listening to a little song called Don't That Beat All. Got Jake Hooker on the phone from Jake Hooker and the Outsiders. Appreciate you calling or letting us call you and bug you and visit with you a little bit.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be talked to.
One of the programs we have on the station is Red Steagall's weekly program, Cowboy Corner. And we have seen you a couple of times on in the bunkhouse, I think, on the TV show. Tell us a little bit about working with Red.
Working with Red is fantastic. Red's a, he's just a gentleman. He's just a, he's a fantastic man. And he's so knowledgeable. He's really neat to be around because he just has a great knowledge of what he does and what he's trying to do. And he's just a gem of a guy. He's a solid guy. And so I got the call to do that with him. He called me. His bass player that he's had for years does not play upright bass, and he needed upright bass for that show. So that's the only reason I'm there. I'm kind of there by default, you know. But man, it's been the biggest blessing, and we've got to play. I've got to just be around Red and be around those guys, but be get into the gospel music with it. And it's been a great thing. It's been a great thing.
Yeah, what a great program. You know, we kind of pulled the same thing on Red that we pulled on you. We just cold called him, and he's like, sure, I'll be on the radio with you. And so it was something else, and we called him, and he was in a restaurant there in Fort Worth and visited with us for, over an hour while he was in the restaurant. And just really gracious and courteous and kind to take time for a little station up in the panhandle to visit with. But his program, out of everything we carry on the station, is probably the most popular program that we have on.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I don't know, the Texas Panhandle's similar to West Texas in the, with the cowboy culture and the music and everything. So,
yes, sir.
It's been a honor to have him on here with us, and also to have his program, which this program airs adjacent to, just before, just after Red's program. Jim will edit that. Let's take a little turn to, you mentioned when you were playing with Red, you did some gospel and probably got exposed to a little more gospel music there. Let's talk a little bit about that, and we've got a couple that we want to share with everybody on the gospel music.
Hey, you bet. Well, and not so much, I guess, getting into just being exposed to more gospel music, but really just being more exposed to the Lord. I was at a spot where I wasn't looking that direction, and I was on that show with Red, and we were having to do that, and boy, I felt like a pretty big hypocrite. I just wasn't living that away. And it took me a while even after that, but I finally came around. But that had a part to play in it. It's whenever I look back over things like that, and I look back over my life and turning points, things little bitty steps that led to somewhere, and that's sure one of them. So anytime I think about Red Steagall, I think about that. I think about the Lord, because through that show, it planted a seed, I'll say.
Right.
That. It planted.
One thing that happened when we were trying to schedule this interview is we do a lot of these on Wednesday nights because we get out of church about 7. Mm-hmm. We have a preacher that likes to eat early, and so we end up doing a lot of these on Wednesday nights. When I was talking to your wife, she's like, we ain't going to be out of church by then. So that's why we had to bump it a day to get it on. But I thought, man.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. Yeah.
I thought, this guy is for us, because, it's similar when we talked to Red. The theme seemed to be his relationship with God and his love for for his country and his love for the music. And
yes, sir.
And that's something that, you know, we get the same vein, I guess, when we're visiting with you on, which we've got a great song coming up we're going to feature at the end called The American, but we'll hold off to talk about that one.
Sure.
Just a Closer Rock with These, one you recorded. We want to take a listen to that. You got any thoughts you want to share on that before we...
You bet, yeah. You know, we did it in our vein. We did it as a shuffle. We did it as a country song, for sure. But there's a lady singing on there with me, and she's actually the worship leader at our church. And her name is Dondra Kelly, and she is dynamite, and she's just fantastic. And, man, she just it's amazing. Really, yeah. With her voice on there, it's something else.
You know, we have what we call the Department of Shameless Plugs, so just tell us where your church is and who your pastor is, and give those guys a shout-out.
Oh, you bet, man. It's right here in Decatur, Texas, Victory Family Church, and Pastor Alan Bates is his name. And my kids, they've got a school. There's a kindergarten through 12th grade right there. They can, and it's been life-changing. It's been fantastic. Yeah. You know, anywhere where you go where you get fed the Word of God, you're in a good place.
You bet. Well, let's listen to Just a Closer Walk with Thee, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with Jake Hooker. Song you listened to just then, you probably know. I shouldn't probably have to tell most folks Just a Closer Walk with Thee. I do need to tell them we're visiting with Jake Hooker. And Jake, we enjoyed that. We've got a couple more we're going to feature here. The Master's Call. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, whenever you get into Western songs and cowboy songs, it doesn't get any better than Red Steigall and Marty Robbins. And so, and this happens to come from Marty Robbins, and it just tells a great story of of salvation and crying out to the Lord, and it's an awesome story and a great song, and I've always loved it, and I think the people are going to love it too.
All right, we'll listen to the Master's Call, and we'll be right back.
When I was but a young man, I was wild and full of fire. A youth within my teens, but full of challenge and desire. I ran away from home and left my mother and my dad. I know it grieved them so to think their only boy was bad. I fell in with an outlaw band, their names were known quite well. How many times we robbed and plundered, I could never tell. This kind of sinful living leads only to a fall. I learned that much and more the night I heard my master call. One night we wrestled cattle, 1,000 head or so, and started then out on the trail that leads to Mexico. But a border started blowing and lightning flashed about. I thought someone was calling me, I thought I heard a shout. And at that moment lightning struck not 20 yards from me, and left there was a giant cross where once there was a tree. And this time I knew I heard a voice so sweet and strange, a voice that came from everywhere, a voice that called my name. So frightened I was thinking of sinful deeds I'd done. I failed to see the 1,000 head of cattle start to run. The cattle lay stampeded, running all around. My pony ran but stumbled and it threw me to the ground. I felt the end was near, that death would be the price, when a mighty bolt of lightning showed a face in Jesus Christ. I cried, oh Lord, forgive me, don't let it happen now. I want to live for you alone, oh God, these words I vow. My rigged past unfolded, I thought of wasted years, and another bolt of lightning killed 100 head of steers. And the others rushed on by me, I was left to live. The master has a reason, life is his to take or give. A miracle performed that night, I wasn't meant to die. The dead ones formed the barricade, at least 6 or 7 high. Right behind them there was I, afraid but safe and sound. I cried and begged for mercy, kneeling there upon the ground. A pardon I was granted, my sinful soul set free. No more to fear the angry wave upon life's stormy sea. Forgiven by the love of God, a love that will remain. I gave my life and soul the night the Savior called my name.
And back in the studio with Jake Hooker from Jake Hooker and the Outsiders, getting to listen to a little more of the gospel side here for just a few minutes. Some of the stuff we featured earlier was Texas Swing, just really good stuff that we like to feature on the radio station, but we also have a strong gospel following, I think. Jim does a pretty good job of keeping the mix in there.
Yes, sir.
Talk about Just Believe. We'll play it for the folks.
Just Believe is one that I wrote. And I wrote it. There was 3 of them on that album that I wrote. I wrote that one and Tell Me, Lord, Taking My Place. And Just Believe is kind of just as it sounds, like I have a choice to believe or not. And those 3 songs, I wrote them so fast. I couldn't get it down on paper, you know, whenever they came. And so, and I don't write songs like that. That's usually not the norm, you know. It usually takes me a little while to write one. These, they just flooded upon me. So it's that's what was on my heart, and that's what came out. And so it's about the choices that we have, you know, a choice to believe and
sure
step in there, man.
All right, we're going to listen to Just Believe. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Just Believe.
today, darling, and I've got a choice to go with him or go my own way. So today I choose him, for he lights my path, for he's with me each step of the way. So I fall down on my knees and worship the ground beneath his feet and thank him for what he's done. If you just believe that on the cross he died for our sin, and 3 days passed, he rose again. It's hard to imagine that he bled for you and me, 'cause he loves you if you just believe. For he's with you if you just believe. Believe that on the cross Jesus died for our sin, and 3 days passed, loves you if you just believe. For he's with you if you just believe.
Well, that song we just listened to was Just Believe with Jake Hooker, written by Jake Hooker, sung by Jake Hooker. Jake Hooker probably played the bass on that one, I'm guessing. One other song you wrote was Tell Me, Lord. Talk about that just a little bit.
Well, that, you know, being a Christian and trying to walk with the Lord, and, you know, we talk about Jesus as being our Lord and Savior, you know, but everybody, we always think about him being, Well, I'm saved. One of these days I'm going to go to heaven, and everything will be okay then. But what about now? You know, what about now while we're here? I was thinking one day, you know, do I act like I believe? Do I act like I believe? Does it show in my everyday living? Am I just fooling myself, or am I, you know, am I really walking this thing out? Because if I'm not, I need to be. I need to be examining myself. And so that's what the song is about, and it's, you know, tell me, Lord, do I act like I believe? So it's pretty straightforward for me.
All right, well, let's listen to that. We'll be back and visit and wrap this thing up.
What do I believe? Do I believe the Lord's for me? I believe in the cross. Do I believe I was lost? Do I believe that his blood speaks for me? Do I believe the word is true, that Jesus came for me and you? Do I believe down in my heart that you've always done your part? Tell me, Lord, do I act like I believe? Do I speak the name of Jesus? Do I praise your name out loud? Do I walk in the kind of love you talk about? my life reflect your mercy? Do I pray down on my knees? Tell me, Lord, do I act like I believe? Well, I ask him every day, and every day he lights my way. I come to him in prayer, for he always meets me there with love that understands all I say. But does his word shine through everything I say and do? Do I rise above it all? Or when I'm tempted, do I fall? Tell me, Lord, am I living for you? And do I speak the name of Jesus? Do I praise your name out loud? Do I walk in the kind of love you talk about? Does my life reflect your mercy? Do I pray down on my knees? Tell me, Lord, do I act like I believe? Help me, Lord, to live like I believe.
And that song we just listened to was called Tell Me, Lord. Man, Jake, thanks for sharing that, especially, I know we got a little more serious on the than we started out, but it was well worth taking that rabbit trail and talking about your gospel music, and so I really appreciate that.
Oh, man, well, I appreciate you asking and inquiring about it, man. It's, yeah, this life is great because of the Lord, man.
Yeah. And so kind of what I was talking about a little earlier is, you know, similar to when we talked to Red, you know, you could tell a kind of the same vein of God and love for country and,
yes,
and love for the music. And this last song we've got, before we get to it, it's a song called The American, by the way, but tell me, you know, if people want to pick up some Jake Hooker music or inquiring about booking your band, or just want to follow you and see what's going on with you, tell me where people can go to get that done.
Sure, you bet. On the website, jakehookermusic.com is where most of the scheduling and all that type of information is. You know, as far as CDs go, and you can go to iTunes. We're on iTunes and I think Spotify and things like that. It's I think we've got it pretty readily available.
Yeah, most everybody's, you know, doing iTunes,
yes,
now.
Yes, sir. But from Jake Hooker Music, it will take you wherever you need to go to get it.
So you got all the links listed on there.
That's
a neat
sir.
Website because it talked a little bit about some of your influences on there with some of those older artists.
Right.
I was reading that and I was thinking, hey, these are the guys we like.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Are you on Facebook or any of that good stuff?
You know, we are, but, man, I'm not on Facebook. I'll just say that. Now, Sheila takes care of all that stuff, but I can't hardly punch the button. So.
Jake, I'll say this. Don't mess that up, because she's taking care of business for you.
I tell you guys. Oh, man, you guys, you don't even know.
Oh, Jim. My engineer, he's in here. He didn't get to hear all this. I was talking to your wife earlier. She's like, you know, he had a bass lesson at 2:30, and I called him at 2 o'clock, and he was working on a motorcycle. And
yeah.
So it sounds like she saved your bacon on that deal, too.
Yes, she did. We had a guy come in from Edmond, Oklahoma today, and a real nice fellow, man. It was one of those things where it was just, I'd forgot about it, and she'd forgot about it, and So anyway, we got it done. It was good.
All right. We kind of do that, too, in this radio deal.
Yeah,
So
fly by the seat of your pants sometimes, you know.
We have an interview tonight? I don't know. Let me look. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Talk about The American and tell us where that came out of. And
believe it or not, that came out of the rodeo of The American that they have. It was the, you know, when it came out, 5 years ago, however many years ago it was the largest one-day rodeo ever, and paying out $1 million, and they called it The American, and because, you know, you had to qualify to get there and do these things, and everybody had a shot. The world champs had a shot, but also guys like me that if you could go qualify, then you could go be at that rodeo and be eligible for $1 million. And so anyway, I wrote a song kind of about it, but it's also about being an American, you know, being with that try and that grit and just bearing down, and we love our country, we love our God, and what's better than rodeo and God and America? I like it. So,
yeah.
So anyway, that's the song that came out, and but that's what it was for. It was for that rodeo, and they never used it, but that's why I wrote it. I wrote it about that.
All right, we're gonna listen to that. We'll be back and shake hands and get done with this.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, I'm talking to anyone around who's got the guts and won't back down. Hey, you, are you American? Do you have what it takes to be the best? Make no mistakes. Hey, cowboy, are you American? And you've got the nerve, you've got the fight to stand up and do what's right every time you're back against the wall. Well, it takes a special breed of man to do things no other can, someone who ain't afraid to give his all. So cowboy, pull your hat down tight, lay it on the line tonight, cause that's what it takes to be American. Yeah, we got the nerve, we got the grit, we don't back down, we never quit, we're proud to say we're American. Yep. Everyone who waves a flag, never run, it stands for all the things we ought to be. As we gather in his name tonight, remember those who fought the fight, the ones who gave their all for you and me. So cowboy, pull your hat down tight, lay it on the line tonight, that's what it takes to be American. I'm talking to every one of you that bleeds red, white, and blue. I'm proud to say we're American. That
song you just listened to was called The American. Hey, we've been privileged to visit with Jake Hooker, who we just kind of called out of the blue because we like your stuff, and you were courteous enough to come on the radio with us, and we really want to tell you how much we appreciate you taking time to do that.
Well, man, I appreciate you guys doing what you do. The small radio stations are going by the wayside, so, man, I hope you guys just keep right on plugging. That's great.
I tell you what's happened. The stations up here are playing so much of the newer stuff, and, you know, stuff that a lot of, right, at least my generation and even some of the younger kids, they, you know, don't really care for or relate to. And it's kind of opened up a pretty good deal for us, because our radio station's thriving because we're playing the stuff that you grew up on and a lot of the people around here have grown up on. So it's really been a good thing. You know, I think there's a niche for everybody, and that just happened to fall, sure, in our lap that we're able to do this and have people that that love to listen to it and love to hear from people like you. So I think I think Jim's got about 8 songs that, of yours. I'm sure you're getting a big check from somebody off us playing your music. and he's probably found a couple more today that are going to be added to our library. But
that's good. I need to be paying you guys to be playing it.
But, yeah, you are by coming on here. And I will tell you, too, if you get up in the Shamrock area and need supper or need to visit, we'll holler at us. We'd love to see you.
Well, thank you, man.
Tell your wife how much I appreciate her taking care of all this for me and you.
Hey, I will. Yes, sir. Thank you guys a lot. And y'all keep on keeping on, man. Y'all are doing the right thing. It's really good. You said it earlier about y'all live in cowboy country up there.
We absolutely do.
Well, cowboys like cowboy music. Cowboys like Western music. They like real music. They need something with substance. And that's the difference. You know, the newer stuff, it doesn't have that substance that the older music has, the content that it's talking about. You know, like you said, you can't relate to it.
Right.
And so that's why, you know, cowboys, they need something real because they're real.
Right.
And so, yeah, man, you gotta just give it to them.
All right. Well, you let us know if we can ever do anything to help you, and we'll let you know when this is going to air because you can stream it around the world. You don't have to be in our little 25,000-watt radius to hear it. So,
yes, sir.
We'll put that out there to you, and you can let everybody on that end know in case they want to tune in and hear this. And thanks again for being with us, and look forward to talking to you again one of these days soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys so much.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware. Join us next time here on Legends 92.9.